Now, yesterday, police announced a breakthrough in an ongoing intelligence-driven case. In a statement, the National Commissioner of the South African Police said two brigadiers have been arrested on alleged fraud and corruption cases relating to a fire licensing applications. These were the cases that Charles Kanier, anti-gang unit detective, was investigating at the time of his assassination. Brigadier Vishnaidu is the national spokesperson for the South African Police. Tell me a little bit more about these two police station commissioners who were arrested yesterday, and how is it connected to the Charles Kanier case? Vish?
Very good morning to you, Lester, and thank you for this opportunity. Yeah, these two brigadiers, as you rightfully said, were arrested yesterday during a intelligence-driven operation by members of the anti-gang unit in Western Cape, assisted by members from the National Anti-Corruption Unit. Now, yes, you're quite right. These were cases that were being investigated by a team from the anti-gang unit, investigative team, led by the late Colonel Charles Kinnear. And these arrests that were effected yesterday bring the total to 28, the number of people arrested so far since the middle of this year by that team. And of the 28, 11 of them are civilians from the Western Cape and Gauteng, and 17 are police officers, two of which are currently on retirement. So of that 17, 15, as I said, are currently serving members, some of which have been dismissed, some are on suspension and so forth. You know, through the normal departmental processes that we followed, we have ensured that, you know, that they're not part of the system as we speak.
Vish, it reminds me of the case of Chris Prinsloo, the police officer who was arrested and convicted in 2016 on selling guns onto organized crime individuals. Many of those guns used in the injuring, maiming, and even killing of innocent people here in Cape Town. The issue of guns falling in the hands of criminals, particularly at the hands or being aided by police, must be a concern, must be an issue that the South African police management must address.
Well, it is indeed a concern and an issue for us. Hence, we have, with the National Commissioner having established task teams and investigative teams to deal with corruption and criminality within the ranks of our SAPS decisively. You would have seen now with these 17 police officers that were arrested now on this particular case, you would have seen that with the blue light fraud case, there were approximately 50 or rather 15 police officers, of which there were very senior police officers up to the level of lieutenant generals. And then the vehicle marking fraud case, there was about 46 people, of which majority are police officers as well, that have been arrested. So this tells you that while it's a bad thing that our police officers were involved in corruption and criminality, the good thing about it is that they're being identified and they're being rooted out of the system as we speak. And yes, and we're not going to tolerate, nor condone corruption or criminality within the ranks, and we're going to deal with this decisively. I think there is a great applause, a resounding applause by the nation to what is being done. We continuously get messages of congratulations every time we identify and arrest police officers of any level within our ranks of the SAPS.
Brigadier Vishnaidu, National Police Spokesperson, thank you so much for that update.